The title of today's talk is Letting Go of the Reins. People who have lived around horses and large distances between places know that a well-trained, well-cared-for horse will find its way home to the barn. So if you're out wandering in the woods and you get lost, you need to let go of the reins and let the horse take you home. And it will. I have pictures of a friend who lived to be 100. And when she was a little child of 3, her parents would put her on the horse and send her to do something. And if the wind was blowing the wrong direction, they'd put her backwards on the horse. And the horse would take her where she was supposed to go. When little children, tiny children, are beginning to experience the world, they have no choice but to rely on the parent or the other older caretaker. And they do in the beginning. But as they gain more experience, they get rebellious and I'd like to do it myself, thank you, comes up. I'd like to do it myself. This works for a little while until doing it yourself leads you to some unfortunate, shall we say, decisions. And we go running back to mama and daddy, and it doesn't matter what age we're talking about. Bad marriages, bad jobs, bad conditions, neediness, back home. We try to get back home and get cared for, get supported. Now the question that the masters are always, let's say, proposing is the ego or the soul older and with better experience. So what is the big deal of resistance? You're lost, period. Are you in communication with your soul? No, you're lost. You're diddling around in your brain. Doesn't dawn on you that the soul's older, like infinite, give me a break. I mean, it's amazing stupidity if you think about it. Of course, you have to believe in the idea of a soul. But if you do, you haven't got any excuses except conditioning and stupidity and identifying with the childish, unexperienced ego. That's just the blatant facts, isn't it? Can't be clearer. The soul is infinite, and you're running around listening to the ego. Catherine of Siena. Had a few things to offer us. Someday this will work. Okay. The sun hears the fields talking about effort, and the sun smiles and whispers to me, why don't the fields just rest? For I am willing to do everything to help them to grow. Rest, my dears, in prayer. He has never left you. It is just that your soul is so vast that just like the earth, in its innocence, it may think, I do not feel my lover's warmth against my face right now. But look, dear. Is not the sun shining and reaching down its arms and always holding a continent in its light? God cannot leave us. It is just that our soul is so vast we don't always feel his lips upon the veil. If you cried in heaven, everyone would laugh, for they would know you were just kidding. Why does it take so long? Because the ego is designed to resist. And which do we climatize to the most after birth? We climatize to the ego because that's the presentation of the senses. The senses want you to acquire experiences on the biological level, not the spiritual level, the biological level. And so you're eagerly trying to gain skills biologically, sensuously, through the senses and through the mind. The biological mind. And yet there is this constant undercurrent of don't do it. Or this feels much more harmonious. And where did that inspiration come from? Now all the cue cards begin to line up as we get older and we're still trying to do it ourselves. Thank you.
I can do it myself. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And how many childhood injuries end up at the nurse's station in school or the doctor's office? They fell off their bike and blah, 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 you know. Every learning opportunity that humans have from birth to maturity comes with the price of learning by mistake, learning by successes, puffs up the ego, learning by mistake creates rationalization. Learning by the ego. So learning by spirit doesn't seem to come into the picture. You don't put two and two together of learning by the spirit. You learn by the senses and the ego and the feedback that comes from the material world. But who's running the material world? Why does someone respond to your behavior in a certain way? And you don't credit it to God trying to educate you. As a man thinketh, so does he become. Oh, oopsie daisy. What was that falling over the cliff thing I did? What was that bad investment I made? Falling over the cliff, making bad choices, not listening to inspiration, true inspiration, quietude. So, if a horse knows where the barn is and where the care is and where the love is, why wouldn't he return to the barn? And why, if you rode out of the barn on the horse's back and you got lost, why would you trust the horse? The reason is the horse has lived at the barn a heck of a long time. And that's where he gets fed. And that's where he gets groomed. And that's where he gets loved. Of course he knows his way back to the barn. Your soul knows the way back to the barn. And yet, we cannot trust it. We won't let go of the reins. So there are some benefits in observing how things really work, not how you want them to work, not how your ego has gathered information and conditioning, but how they really work. Snotty remarks to the teacher, you know, kind of don't work. Why am I sitting in the principal's office now? Why are you sitting in the principal's office? Why are you sitting in the judgment office? why aren't you at the barn? You see, there's things to be learned from watching diligently behind the ego's mind. What's really going on? How, why wouldn't a horse return to the barn? Dogs have been known to travel thousands of miles, thousands, not just hundreds, but thousands of miles to go back home when they've been taken away from one reason or another, lost, picked up on, driven away, somebody saw the dog on the side of the road, picked him up and took them home with them halfway across the country. Then the dog takes off and makes his way home. Knows where home is. The homing. How does a bird migrate? He has to trust that inner guidance system, that pattern that's beyond reason of tiring flight patterns against weather and lack of food. And I mean, migrations are miracles, if you think about it. There's some energy beyond rational thinking. Now, animals listen to it. But humans, they have a hard time. And unless they're in great enough peril that they need to go running home, but they still want to run home when they get in that great of a peril. So maybe peril is a good teacher. We keep wondering why danger and pain and suffering happen. It's because we're lousy learners. We don't let go of the reins and trust the spirit. We're so conditioned by the sensory world that we won't let go of the reins. The ego and the senses are tied together. And to let go, as in Star Wars, Skywalker had to let go of control over his flying machine to survive in the most perilous flight situation he was facing. Yoda had trained him to let go of personal, psychological, physiological effort. He had to trust. We have examples in literature and history and religions of letting go. I mean, the poems I read was Catherine of Siena. Letting go. It was obvious to her that we were trying to do God's work, trying to be in charge. In charge is a joke. Think about that. In charge is a joke. You are not in charge. But you want to begin to take charge of your sensory ego doership. Let them be. Don't listen to them. Sit still. Be still. They didn't say, hurry up and grab the reins and turn the horse in this way or that way. It said, be still. Let go. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that you are in God. Be still. Joy. Joy to the world. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. The Lord never left. He's just highly manifested in a God-man, because the God-man let go of the reins and became the voice of God. He's not the voice of man, he's the voice of God. He let go of doership. I don't think he wanted to hang on the cross. He let go of doership so that the sacrifice could be obvious. Could be obvious. He let go as a human biological being. He let go and let God hang him on a cross. Okay. Now, it's stories like that that make us wince. Letting go may be dangerous. What you're doing isn't. What you're doing, living without acknowledgement of the all creator doer, isn't dangerous. Yes, you see, that's kind of like tempting the bull in the bull ring, isn't it? So cute and prancing and dancing in your little cute cape and hat and sword until the bull looks you in the eye and said, what is the matter with you? I've never hurt you. Well, we've just had the glorious time of Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is surrender. It's surrendering to the knowledge that abundance was not created by you. Abundance was a gift. And who was the maker of the gift? Who is the creator of the gift? Gee, must have been that idiot over there. I don't think so. Who is the creator of the gift? That abundance. Let go of the reins. And let God, let Spirit. In the beginning, letting go to Spirit becomes, let's say, an interesting idea when you get on a path of the Masters. It's something we would like to hear. Like to hear. But apply? We're not so sure. Now, if you ask your ego, which you will, you're pretty sure that is a nice idea to talk about. And especially among other initiates. Oh. But to do be, letting go, letting the reins go, and riding the horse backwards. Riding the horse backwards. Think of how it was with the original pioneers that didn't know diddle from daddle about anything west of the Mississippi River. And they had to put everything that they could possibly need, because they didn't know what they would have, in a covered wagon. Or how about a hand cart? That's even smaller. And guess who gets to pull the hand cart? Not the oxen, not the horses. Thousands of miles on foot with shoes that are going to wear out and nothing to replace them. And wheels that are fall off that need repair, and supplies not close at hand. And maybe hostile natives that might be unhappy to see you crossing the open plains. If there's not faith, if there's not faith. So, I've once in a while told the story of a Russian prisoner who was in a prison in Siberia. And he was able to escape. And his intention, his desire, was to make it to Finland and freedom. Had no compass, didn't know the way for sure. And all he did every day was pray that he would be guided to where he needed to be. And he made it to Finland on foot. He got very good at being guided, at listening, knowing that his well-beingness depended completely on his surrender to inspiration. And literally, inspiration is where we'd like to be. But when things are, quote, quote, normal, we have a hard time having the impetus, the motivation to wait for inspiration, to ask for it, to pray for it, to trust it more than our ego, to give up trusting the ego in favor of the spirit. And remember, the ego is a composite of biological, physiological history. And so, through the biology of the senses, we think we're learning something. But we don't realize that the etheric reality behind the sensory world is soul power, God power. So man, know thyself, which is the anthem of all masters. Man, know thyself, meaning your true self is soul, is God power, spirit. And we hear it, and we hear it, and we hear it, and we don't get it. We pretend it's an interesting statement, but we don't digest it. It doesn't get into the marrow of our bone. And so we struggle back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We try, but you know, dinner needs to be cooked, or gotta go shopping, or the walk needs shoveling, or you know, whatever. We won't let go of the reins. Will God keep you safe and appropriate if you let go of the reins? And every once in a while, if you really do that, you have the experience of yes. But you know, there are those reins. I gotta get at those reins. You know, this horse will just take me anywhere. How about the five charging senses taking you anywhere and everywhere? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, 'tis the season that we can basically have good reminders if we will decide to use reminders to let go of the reins. So, because the season is one of joy and goodwill, goodwill, goodwill. What is goodwill? Oh, isn't that a store we go shopping in? Get cheap bargains? The Goodwill store. Yes, okay. Yes, go shopping in the Goodwill store. Let goodwill mean goodwill towards the real horse and the real barn to which we want to go. Let ourselves trust the homing of the spirit. The homing of the spirit. The spirit knows home. The ego, not so much. So the spirit wants us to go home, wants to help us get home. What's the choice? ego or soul? Who's older? Yeah, I mean, think of that. Who's older? The soul, the eternal soul, or the pipsqueak ego? No wonder it's arrogant. It's young in comparison to the age of the soul. You see, we have to actually go deep down into the subject, as Master Kripal used to say. You have to use the best part of analytical evaluations to convince your ego that it's not the prima donna of knowledge. Poor, pathetic ego. Willful senses, ego. Against the eternal, all perfect, all loving soul. Duh. So, how long will it take us to really digest and then implement more and more intentional effort towards letting go of the reins, trusting the soul to return to God? Seems simplistic, doesn't it? It seems self-evident when you think about it. I mean, why does the turtle that's never been in the ocean, when it's hatched, make its first effort to get back to the ocean? Back to the ocean. Its parent came from the ocean. Its impulse is to go back to the ocean. Our impulse gets squirrely because we have a mind that can be conditioned. And so even though we come from the soul, we become conditioned to attune to the biological ego mind. And that's the job. Undo that. Put the reins down. Trust the spirit. Trust, trust, trust. Ask ourselves, do we trust? Are we trusting? Can we sit still? Can we sit still longer? Can we be joyful more often? Can we stop thinking we're going to change the world? You're doing such a fine job with yourself, why don't you attack the world? Okay. Can't handle putting the reins down for 2 seconds and you want to change the world. Someone ought to put a big corral in front of the White House and in front of the Capitol. So they might understand something about putting the reins down. But it's against the law to pray, and you know. O Okay, wonderful season for remembrances if you use it. Strategize. You have to strategize to outwit the strategy of the ego. So what is your strategy? To put the reins down and smile a lot. Be joyful. Be full of faith. Remember, you can never get away from God. Doesn't matter how jerky you are. You can't get away from God. How can you get away from the infinite? Oh, hallelujah, Gandhi. He'll catch me even if I'm really crappy. And he'll shake me until I get my wits together and begin to have to trust God. And that's what life in the body is about. Having to get our wits together with the spirit and to let go of trying to tell spirit rather than letting spirit direct us. Take us home to the barn of all love, home. That's where all the good hay is, you know, in the barn. Lots of love.